women's sports has been experiencing a long welcome boom for in the past few years, with the AFLW and Women's Big Bash growing in both professional participation and viewing numbers. But there is a serious lack of female representation in higher coaching roles. There are only 2 women in senior coaching roles and 4 in supporting roles in the AFLW. I'm joined now by Dr. Julia Walsh from the Center for Sport Research at Deakin University to discuss this. Thank you for joining me this morning.
It's a pleasure, Sam.
So, as always, it's the constant question with this sort of thing. Why aren't we seeing women in higher coaching roles? If we're seeing, you know, an increase in women's sport, bigger focus on trying to get, you know, people involved in watching and having them have representation, why don't we see this translating to, you know, more coaches that are female?
Look, I think there's a couple of reasons, Sam. And if we look at the research that's out there, and there's not a lot of research out there. Mm-hmm. But it would tell us that it's not a very inviting environment for females to go into to start with. There is a lack of role models and social networks. And there is conflict between beliefs about females coaching and what their other jobs are as such. So that will become a barrier for females. Not only in entry, but in actually staying in the sport. But we've also got, I think, ideological beliefs about what it is to coach, both at an organisational level, but also within the community. I think we still hold on to some of those old beliefs about what a coach is. And typically, it's 35 years of age and white.
And
male.
And so I suppose, is it because coaching is a leadership role? Are we seeing more or less the same sort of attitudes towards women taking leadership roles, barriers, as in any other industry as well?
Absolutely. But what we've seen in some of those other areas is some major breakthroughs over time.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's, you know, it's the police force or law or some of those other sort of big professional areas, there has been breakthroughs. Coaching has been a lot slower to respond to that, and even if we look at the United States, where when they brought in Title IX, which should have really opened the door for more females to coach, it actually reduced the number of females that were coaching in college sport and opened the door to a dual pathway for males to coach, and it's never recovered. But I think we can learn from that too.
So is it an acknowledged problem in the sporting community in particular? Is it something that is actively being tried to address, or is it sort of a you know, women can coach, so if they're good, they'll coach sort of attitude?
Look, there is that belief as well, but if you can't even navigate an entry into the sport, that's difficult. So for women, it's like trying to enter this maze and the lights are turned mm-hmm. off because they can't actually see anyone in front of them to follow. Unlike for a young male that wants to enter coaching, there are people in front of them that they can actually watch, observe, and get there. And if I can't see me in that role, I can't see me in it. So navigating is one of the major problems within that. For, you know, some people have mentors, and I think mentoring is very powerful, or championing someone or sponsoring someone so that you can actually navigate that pathway. And I think the other area too is getting relevant experience.
You said that there hasn't been much research done on this, which is often the case with these sort of issues. Based on what has been done, or at least the work maybe you've done as well, what kind of mentoring programs and such have been effective for, you know, helping women to find role models and therefore find a pathway?
Okay, so some of the interventions that have worked are ones that actually don't make women the problem in this.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not. We see lots of problems that come. Lots of interventions that let's give them the skills so they can coach like the model that's out there. But if you can actually educate women as to how we've got to this space, right? So what does this coaching space look like? What are some of the cultural issues in this space? They walk into it with their eyes open, and then they can look at how they can make some change rather than personalize it.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is really to think about how do we give them experiences that put them ahead of the game. So if we're professionalizing the athletes and giving them the pathway first, And we have coaches that are not ahead of the game. They're not even going to be ready to take on some of those roles. So how do we make sure that they get relevant experience, which might mean creating a dual pathway for women where they actually get opportunities to work in higher level men's sports as well, but give them that experience to be able to come back and coach the league and be ahead of the league when they're working with us.
And is there any evidence that obviously this, you know, welcome increase in participation and awareness of women's sports in general that still obviously has a long way to go. Is that any evidence that that does encourage women to go for these leadership roles, whether or not those pathways are obvious?
No, the pathways are not obvious at the moment.
Yeah.
So that's one of the major issues.
Okay.
People are looking for, you know, who are the beacons?
Yeah.
What are their stories? How did they get there?
Mm-hmm.
And can we do that? I mean, coaching also is an apprenticeship of observation. So you need to be able to see how other people have got there.
And I suppose compared to overseas, have there been any lessons learned from other countries where this might have been, you know, this problem might have been approached in a particular way? Can we learn anything from overseas for Australia?
Look, I think we see the same patterns
mm-hmm.
at this point. And if we're looking at the research in this space, it's probably not really 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
and it's been very descriptive as such. So we've been trying to understand what it is, what are the barriers. The next step, I think, is that looking at which interventions, and as I mentioned before, there are a couple of interventions that we know are effective. But I think we need to invest in this area. And I would, I think we also need to consider when we're looking at professionalising a sport, we need to have that lead time to think about how do we bring everyone along for the ride, not just the athletes.
Right.
And therefore, what changes do we have to make at an organisational level, not just at the individual level, to make sure that women have those opportunities to take on those roles.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Julia, for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Sam.